AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says he has a deal with senators from both parties on an infrastructure bill.
They have my word. I'll stick with what they proposed. And they've given me their word as well. So where I come from, that's good enough for me.
They had been meeting at the White House. The plan on the table was a $953 billion infrastructure plan. This is Maine Republican Susan Collins.
Everyone contributed to what is the largest infrastructure package in history.
This could open the door to the president's more sweeping $4 trillion proposals later on. The search for survivors continues near Miami after the wing of a beachfront condo collapsed. At least one person died. Rescuers pulled dozens of survivors from the tower. An AP analysis shows a staggering demonstration about how effective the coronavirus vaccines have been in preventing deaths. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
An analysis of CDC data from last month reveals nearly all COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. now are among unvaccinated people. There were 18,000 deaths in May and just 150 among those fully vaccinated. It's an indication daily deaths, which now average below 300, could be practically zero if all those eligible got the shot.
Nearly every death, especially among adults due to COVID-19, is, at this point, entirely preventable.
While CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky this week called the deaths particularly tragic, the agency itself is not estimating what percentage of deaths are in fully vaccinated people, citing limitations on data from some states that probably understate so-called breakthrough infections. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Rudy Giuliani has been suspended from practicing law in New York. An appeals court ruled Giuliani made false statements while trying to get courts to overturn Donald Trump's loss in the presidential race. This is AP News. Shipping delays may affect fireworks displays this year.
It seems the pandemic has had an impact on just about everything, including fireworks. Industry analysts say shipping delays from China and record-breaking sales from last year are having a major impact on fireworks supplies. The owner of Extreme Fireworks in Rapid City, South Dakota, says a shortage is limiting the amount of products he can sell this year. He explains that the fireworks supplies from China normally take 30 days for shipping, but this year it's taking 60. It also didn't help that fireworks have been in high demand since last year when more people celebrated Independence Day at home. I'm Shelley Adler.
The NHL Seattle Kraken hired Dave Hackstall as head coach of the expansion franchise that starts playing this fall. Hackstall coached the Philadelphia Flyers for 3+ seasons from 2015 to 2019. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.